And that seems to be about it for right now.
Okay, that's what Adam's got coming up on the screen in front of him there. We'll see what happens as number 40, Fritch, is set to kick off for the Eagles. Kicks off deep, and Gallant takes that ball running right up the middle of the field. Brought down that time by number 50, Lapp. Arthur Lapp brings him down as Gallant runs the ball up across the 37, 38-yard line. We'll see where they set it down. I'm waiting for a ball on the field to see. Looks like they're going to mark it just short of the 40, about the 39. We'll call it North Huron ball on their own 39. Minute and 32 to go in the half. And we'll see what they can come up with here. We've got Michael Straczewski wide to the right as Case is under center.
Ball start on North Huron.
Ball start, yep. The other end, a little excited. I don't know whether Kaczynski was going out for a pass. He seemed to be excited about getting off the line there and 5-yard penalty. And, boy, that's going to be tough to overcome at this point with a minute and 32 to go. You almost got to put it up, and that's dangerous at this spot in the field. We'll see what happens. They were back in that formation that they have that they've used three or four times tonight where they had everybody to the left of the center, except this time they had a receiver wide right. Now we're back to a traditional set. Case under center. Case fakes the handoff on the quarterback. Keith, he's got good block. There he goes. Written down as Case takes the ball from the 40 to the 30. Good for 30 yards and a first down for the Warriors before he's ridden down that time by number 20, Govey. But big yardage, 30 yards for Kyle Case on the quarterback.
Looks like that penalty didn't affect them at all. They still ran down the field and got what they needed to get.
Well, I actually think maybe Deckerville was thinking that they were going to have to put the ball in the air, and they didn't. And Kyle Case ducked in a couple real nice blocks down the field, sprung him for good yardage, and he moves the ball down to the 30-yard line. And minute and seven to go as the clock keeps ticking. North Young's going to have to do something. Kyle Case back deep. Case's pass is complete that time to Goretzky as he's ridden down instantly by Govey. He's going to be just short of a first down as they're just short of the 20. We're under a minute to go, 42 seconds, as the Warriors come up. They're only going to get another couple plays if they don't use a timeout. I'm really kind of surprised that Coach Fisher's letting the clock run. He's got timeouts to use, and he's done nothing with it. We'll see what happens. Case launches one, and we got a flag on the play. That time, Case launched one to Straczewski. Michael Straczewski, and he was kind of being ridden by Stone, and we got a flag at the goal line, and I don't think there's much question about what they're going to call pass interference. The clock stops with 25 seconds. We got a little complaining by the Deckerville players, but not much. Coach Brown's kind of telling them, guys, you got to play the game. We'll see what they do. We're going to mark it down. Actually, it turns out probably to be a pretty decent penalty because if he'd have caught the ball, it would have been a touchdown. Instead, the penalty takes the ball 10 yards, and it's first and 10 from just outside the 10 for the Warriors with 25 seconds to go. Case under center. We've got flags on the play as Brandon Moore drives for about 5 yards. Door is there to bring him down, but we'll see what the penalty is. We have a timeout, North Huron, with a flag on the play. It's going to be holding against North Huron. Holding against North Huron. I'm sure that Deckerville will accept that penalty because there's 19 seconds to go in the half. The holding was at the 10-yard line, and it was first and 10 from just outside the 10, so we're going to mark it back to the 20. And the Warriors are going to have a tough go of it now as they're going to be first and 20, and it's actually first, you might as well say, first and goal from the 20.
Yeah, they only are going to have at least maybe one or two more plays, so they're pretty close, and we'll have to see if they'll be able to run it in.
Yeah, it's first down and 20, and they're at the 20. So actually, they're not quite at the 20. They could maybe get a first down, but at this point, there's no sense worrying about first downs. It's first and goal. You might as well say 19 seconds. Probably a couple plays to go for the Warriors to have a chance here, and we'll see what they do, what Coach Fisher has for a play that he tries to bring in from this timeout. As the Warriors are back up to the line, Kyle Case under center, Strzeski and Moore deep behind him in the backfield, nobody out wide, so we'll see what the play is. It's a pitch to Moore, and Moore picks up about five. We've got a timeout instantly taken by North John with 13 seconds to go. Cody Mosloff, is there to make the stop. Moore picks up about five, and we'll call it second and down and 15, basically second and goal from the 15 with 13 seconds to go. That's North John's second timeout. They'll have one left, so I guess Coach Fisher was saving timeouts for the end.
Yeah, he actually must have known what he's doing. It was lucky for him that they got the penalty to stop the clock earlier, or else, you know, he wouldn't have had to use that timeout. But it's good that he has them now because it's getting down to the wire, and, you know, they have to push it in.
Yep. Big play with the pass interference against Deckerville that moved it deep. But then on the very next play, the Warriors get a holding call, and that one kind of made it pretty tough for them to get in here. We've got 13 seconds left to go in the half. As the Warriors come back out from the timeout, the Eagles drop back onto the field. We'll run these down and have a little bit of a wrap-up of the first half before we go to some commercials. And when we come back and during halftime, we'll let you know some other scores and some stats of what are going on. So here we go. Kyle Case in the shotgun. Strzeski to his right. Moore to his left. Goretzky deep wide to the right. Bumba to the left. A pass across the middle. I'm waiting to see. The clock's running. Now we have a timeout. Timeout North Huron as the pass is a complete. I didn't see any indication from anybody either way, but North Huron calls timeout with 4 seconds to go. Third and about eight, maybe?
Yeah, it looks like about seven-ish.
Third and seven, third and eight. Yeah, they put seven on the scoreboard. It's kind of hard to tell from here, but the down markers are actually marked that he's got a yard. He could get a first down on the inside the one. So it's third and seven on the eight is what it looks like we've got as we're at the timeout and time running out. North Huron is going to have one last effort attempt to see what happens here, if they can possibly get in and score, and we'll see what happens. But it's going to take a really good play for the Warriors to get this moved in and have a chance to score here before halftime. But again, it's been a really hard-fought first half. Three or four big plays, a couple big penalties that have marched in, and really maybe the play of the half is the fact that North Huron went for it in fourth and seven and didn't get it deep in their own territory. Case under center, comes back, goes to the right, pass intended for Goretzky, and he had position, but he couldn't hang on at the goal line, and the clock will run out with a halftime score, Deckerville Eagles 14, North Huron Warriors 8. We're going to throw it to commercial, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads. It's the new Kindy Super Convenience Store, Kindy One Stop, with a huge selection of groceries, health and beauty aids, automotive fluids, your favorite beverages, hot pasta house pizza by the slice, coffee and donuts, and